Scientists who have produced an airborne mutated version of the killer bird flu virus, H5N1, say it's essential their research be published, but opponents say the biosecurity risks are too high and would be a how-to manual for terrorists. H5N1 has a mortality rate of more than 50%, and a mutated version of H5N1 raises the spectre of a superbug pandemic spread by direct human-to-human contact. The researchers say disseminating the information is vitally important if they're to find a way of combating the virus, because a mutated version will inevitably occur naturally. Foreign correspondent Andrew Fowler has this report.
In a nondescript hospital not far from the centre of Rotterdam, virologist Ron Fouchier is giving ferrets the flu. But not just any kind of flu. This is bird flu, the H5N1 strain which has killed hundreds and put thousands in hospital. Ferrets might not look exactly like us, but they are similar in the way they deal with viruses. What Fouchier discovered is that after giving ferrets repeated doses of the flu, they passed it on to each other. Ron Fouchier.
Indeed, with just a handful of mutations, the bird flu virus can now be transmitted between ferrets via coughing and sneezing, so the way viruses are usually transmitted between humans. And so we show for the first time that a bird flu virus can gain this capacity.
Until now, humans could catch the H5N1 virus only by coming into contact with infected birds. But Fouchier and another team working in the US state of Wisconsin created a mutated version of H5N1, raising for the first time the possibility of a superbug pandemic spread by direct human-to-human contact. Scientists declared their intentions to publish their work in peer-reviewed journals Science and Nature. The intention to publish set off alarms in the US government. It took its lead from a key group of advisors, including renowned anti-smallpox pioneer Dr. Michael Osterholm.
We do know that labs that couldn't otherwise have done the work easily, if at all, now within a month, for several thousand dollars, could actually create these same viruses, even if it were not for ill intent, just to see what they could do with them.
Osterholm and his colleagues on the National Science Advisory Board for Biosecurity were unambiguous. Publishing the research presented intolerable risks. It should not go to print. It's not an argument accepted by Dr. Vincent Racinello, a world-renowned virologist on the side of the bird flu engineers.
I think the scientific benefits outweigh the risks by far. I think having the information published allows the field to go forward.
Laurie Garrett is a Pulitzer Prize-winning science journalist who's been watching this debate closely.
When you go to the next step and asking about bioterrorism, about, let's just say, malevolent individuals, for whatever purpose, could be a homicidal jerk that just wants to kill his wife, or it could be, you know, an organization that believes it's time to bring on the apocalypse. We now have that toolkit at hand, and this experiment really pushes everything and argues for a much broader and much more carefully thought out set of policies than anybody currently has on the table.
Science journalist Laurie Garrett ending Andrew Fowler's report. His TV story, Building the Perfect Bug, can be seen on Foreign Correspondent on ABC One at 8 o'clock tonight.